of football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Favourites, 207-game cat, Tom Lonigan, who's now wearing the old dark navy blue.
Yes, K-Rock's own. Domsey, how was the trip over from Icon?
I'm puffing here. Benny, I'm 6 minutes early, though. I sent Tommy a text message, and I was able to get here before 3 o'clock, but it wasn't too bad.
Well done, Tom.
Well done, Tom. The VFL had a good win today, last gasp for the Blues.
Yeah, it was a good win. It was a great belt. Clearly, Geelong got a couple of injuries at the moment, so quite a number of VFL players playing, but they were super impressive, the Cats VFL players, and we were able to just nab it at the end with one of our backs going forward and taking a mark and able to win the game. So, all very exciting. It's been a bit of a lean start to the season for the VFL boys, but good to get some nourishment.
Thanks for joining us, Doms. Ollie Wiltshire will debut for the Cats today. You were Falcons talent manager when he was coming through the system. What are your memories of Ollie?
Yeah, I was having this conversation with one of the Falcons boys only a couple of days ago. He had all the talent, Ollie, and I've read a few articles throughout the week about Ollie and rocking up to Bowen Eds in his boardies and probably the professionalism wasn't quite there. He just didn't know what it took. But I'm glad that he got his shot because he was certainly a talent and showed enough, but wasn't probably able to do it consistently throughout that sort of COVID-impacted period. But I know he went down to Bowen Eds, and a few people down there have played a big role in his development, and I'm really excited to see how he goes today.
What about the Blues? 2 weeks ago, Carlton was probably the last place you wanted to be, but a couple of wins cures all ills.
Yeah, it does. We understand where North Melbourne are at, and sort of that was one we knew that they were going to come out. It was a big game last week, and obviously West Coast the week before. So it was good to finally get a few W's back on the board. But it was more about our system and process, what we want to chase. And I guess today, just cut out.
We lost you there. Come back.
Today gives a good opportunity to test against the best, which we know the Cats are.
Yeah, Tom, it's Ben Casanelia. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock. I just get disappointed this season that I haven't seen you on the bench. What's happened there? Has Greavesy's chin, if they had to... What's happened? Because we don't see... I used to like seeing you there just working furiously at the back, and now you're not there.
Well, I think it might have grown a bit. It's like he's like what's that movie, the guy with the big chin, the Impossibles, is it? He's growing by the day, his big chin. So I get in the way, I'm tucked in behind him, but I'm doing a lot of work with the development boys at VFL level, so hopefully setting them up and doing a bit more work back there at the moment, which has been great.
Are you still enjoying the trek up the highway, or is it starting to wear a little bit thin?
I actually don't mind it, Ben. You've 4 kids at home. Reg will know what it's like. So to get a bit of peace and quiet in the car at times is quite good. But hopefully Kim's not listening to this. But it's been good. A good, very good club to work for and great people at Footy Club.
Well, because she just texts actually and says that you leave on Monday morning and you get home on Friday night. So she's not sure where you go for the whole week.
But I do get a couple of question marks from time to time, and the Carlton have got a great steam room, which I tend to stay back for and get a bit of spend a bit of time in there. But try to do my best to manage it and balance it out.
For Inspirations Paint, what's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale. Speaking with Carlton Development, what are you exactly?
Yeah, just go with that, Keith.
Yeah, Carlton Development, Tom Lonigan, he's Rich Toohey.
That was going to be my question. What do you do? Because I never knew what you did when we played together. No, Domsey, it's good to speak to you. You talked about this being a big challenge for the Blues. I think the same is true for the Cats. We know what the Blues are capable of. What do you think separates the game today? What's the key areas that need to be won?
Yeah, well, I mean, we just come from the VFL, and I guess the systems are very similar, but clearly the contest is where it's going to be won and lost, and you just know what you're going to expect from the Cats. They get a lot of numbers around the ball, and those little bobble ball ground balls, whoever can obviously impact there and get in and win those contests and be able to get it to the outside, I think will play a large part in who wins the game. So we played the Cats twice last year, and the first time I think they were able to do it better, and the second we probably got on top around stoppage and clearance. But they understand that Geelong clearly put a lot of numbers around the footy, and get their forwards really high, open up the backspace and try to rip you back. And, yeah, that's the challenge going to be for us is obviously containing those bobble balls, the balls that sort of bobble around the ground, and laying the tackles and keeping it in tight. And then when the Cats do win them, which they will at different stages, is being able to defend well when they're on the rip back.
Yeah, I know this is predominantly a Geelong-based listenership, but I want to ask about Sam Walsh, who's a player I spent a little bit of time talking about recently. He's a genuine superstar. Started the season quite slow, but he looks like he's back to his imperious best.
Yeah, he missed quite a bit of time throughout January, February, Reg, and I think that's gone unnoticed. Oh, well, people haven't picked that up. He did miss a large part of the pre-season, and I think he's just finding his feet. Coming back, and he's really getting his legs now, which is great to see. We know, we see him firsthand at training, how hard he works, and especially he's a two-way runner. He's able to transition both ways, and that's really beneficial for our midfield because we have got a couple of bigger guys that are good around the clearance, but probably struggle a little bit with that transition. So he's good for the outside run.
And Domsey, one last one before we let you go. You said you're involved with development. Do you think that you should be like an executive development? Because I know that your great mate used to wear the number 4 down there at the Cats. He's now an executive. He's not just doing list management. He's an executive arrangement with the footy department. Does he sign off his text with that?
Has he changed the title? Has he?
Yes.
Has he just a bit of me? I guess he'll be putting that on LinkedIn too soon and make sure everyone knows.
I'd be into him because I'm sure executive. He signs off his text to you when he's asking questions about the dog and what you should do. But he's an executive, which I thought was quite extraordinary.
He just signs off with the exec. That's what he runs with. He's not bad. No, he's doing a great job down there, Andy, and he's certainly got... him and along with the recruiting and coaching staff got the Cats up and about, which is always good for the town, I guess.
Domsey, before we let you go, just for local fans of Alex Sincotta, can you just give us an update on how he's tracking?
Yeah, he's really well. He got back into training during the week, and the way he got back in reminded me of Max, how Max Rook used to approach training. He just couldn't. He had no gear, and he only had one gear, and he just went hammer and tong and almost took out two of our best players. But he's not far away. He's only 3 weeks away, so we'll hopefully get him back, and he gives us a bit more depth.
All right, we need to let you get out of the way because you'll get barreled by your team as they come up the race. Appreciate your time, as always. Thank Claire from the club for letting us have a chat to you. She wants to just know how you've been able to organise your own media again, as you did last time. She said she's aged 10 years as a result of you, but
she's
that's
right
okay.
Next to me. I'll talk to her about it. Thanks, boys. Good on you.
Good
call.
Luck. Well done.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.